The French team, which won 4-2, was bold and deft. Many of their players are immigrants or children of immigrants from Africa. Their victory was also seen as a triumph over bigots in France who vilified and attacked immigrants. The Croatian national team was dauntless. Several of their players were from families who were refugees, fleeing a country torn by war. But true daring occurred in the 52nd minute of the game. Three women and a man burst onto the field dressed in police-style uniforms. They were members of Pussy Riot, which we should probably stop calling a punk music group that mounts protests, because as authoritarianism in Russia has deepened, Pussy Riot has become a collective of people who dare to stage artful protests against government repression. The play-acting police Pussy Riot put out onto the field during the World Cup championship were intended to signal the roughly 80,000 people in the stadium, many of whom were visiting foreign football fans, that in the real Russia they couldn't see during the games, police and security forces intrude into everyday life. The earthly policeman, Pussy Riot said on Facebook, who gets ready to disperse rallies, hurts everyone, persecutes political prisoners, entering the ruleless game breaks our world apart. Pussy Riot called for political prisoners in Russia to be released, for police to stop arresting people at political rallies, and an end to the government policing opinions on social media. The four members of Pussy Riot have been sentenced to 15 days in prison. But you might wonder, would the world be surprised, or even much noticed, now that the attention of the World Cup is gone, if the four aren't released in 15 days, or at all? Would the President of the United States speak up for them? A Russian activist has shared a secret video clip that shows two of the Pussy Riot members who were arrested being interrogated. A furious policeman shouts, "Sometimes I regret that it's not 1937, the time called the Great Terror in Russia under Joseph Stalin, in which a million or more people were executed." Pussy Riot knows the score. They live and strive in a country where activists, dissidents, artists, and reporters can suffer for their bravery, and they went ahead with their action anyway, just below Vladimir Putin's cold smile. Pussy Riot are champions.